Listening to podcasts is a great way to improve your English, practice listening comprehension, and generally immerse yourself in an English-speaking world. But it doesn't give you much opportunity for active learning or active practice. You spend a lot of time passively listening, but how are you trying to use English? How are you trying to use the knowledge and skills you learn from my episodes in your real life? Well, if you would like to turn your passive listening into active learning, become a Patreon subscriber right now. Why? Every week we host 5 conversation clubs, 3 on Tuesday, 2 on Thursday, talking about the previous week's episode or the general topic of the previous week's episode. For example, last week I released an episode on electric cars. This week our conversation club topic is on electric cars, transport, transportation in your country, and more. It's an opportunity for you to use the vocabulary and skills you learn in my episodes and talk about them, discuss them, and actively use and practice English. Just £10 a month to become an English learner over on Patreon. If you attend 5 conversation clubs a week for 4 weeks, that's less than 50p a session, right? It's incredibly cheap, incredibly good value. You also get other sessions, including our film club, which takes place every week. We have bonus episodes, exclusive discount codes, interactive transcripts, vocabulary lists, and more. Go over to Patreon, support Thinking in English, and practice your English with me. Go and do it. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. Today, I want to tell you the story of Thomas Midgley Jr. He was a scientist, engineer, and incredibly successful inventor. His creations revolutionized transport and made refrigerators and air conditioners possible. Unfortunately, his inventions were also incredibly harmful. They caused millions of deaths and perhaps harmed the world more than any other human creations. Let's discuss why and how he is accidentally responsible for the most deaths in human history. You can find the full transcript for this episode for free over on the Thinking in English website. The link, as always, is in the description. Here is today's vocabulary list. Lead. Lead. A heavy metal element with the symbol Pb on the periodic table. The use of lead in gasoline was phased out due to its harmful effects on health and the environment. Gasoline. Gasoline. A volatile, flammable liquid used as fuel in engines. For instance, before the advent of electric vehicles, gasoline-powered cars dominated the automotive industry. Consequence. Consequence. The result or effect of an action, decision, or condition. As in, the environmental consequences of industrial pollution are obvious. Refrigeration. Refrigeration. The process of cooling or preserving food, goods, or spaces using artificial means. For example, refrigeration is essential for the storage and transportation of fresh food. Engine knock. Engine knock. The metallic knocking sound in an internal combustion engine caused by premature ignition of fuel. For example, using incorrect fuel can lead to engine knock and reduced performance. CFCs. CFCs. Chlorofluorocarbons, a group of compounds containing carbon, chlorine, and fluorine, once used as refrigerants and propellants. For example, the Montreal Protocol successfully phased out the use of CFCs to protect the ozone layer. Atmosphere. The envelope of gases surrounding a planet, particularly Earth, held in place by gravity. For instance, the Earth's atmosphere consists of layers with distinct compositions and properties. Now, this episode has a lot of new vocabulary and terms, so I recommend you check out the transcript on my website. The link is in the description of this podcast, or you can just search Thinking in English and then click on this episode transcript. I have made an extensive vocabulary list with over 50 terms, plus vocabulary activities. Usually, this is exclusive to Patreon supporters only, but for this episode, it is free for all listeners. If I asked you who is responsible for the most deaths in human history, I'm sure I would get a variety of answers. Many of you would probably mention the terrible dictators of the 20th century, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. Others may go back further in history to leaders of great armies and invading forces, like Genghis Khan or Alexander the Great. You may also mention the kings and queens of various European countries. The countries, especially Britain, Spain, Portugal, France, as well as the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany, colonized large parts of the world, as well as directly killing hundreds of thousands of people through wars and conflict. They also spread diseases to new parts of the world, and millions died. However, one possible, or perhaps even likely, answer to this question, who is responsible for the most deaths in human history, is someone few of you will have ever heard of. He is a man from the USA, an engineer and inventor, a person who helped transform the American and global car industry, a person whose work allowed us to keep our homes cool in summer and have refrigerators to store our food. He was awarded medals by scientific organizations, was the president and chairman of the American Chemical Society, held honorary degrees given to him for his work, and was a member of the United States National Academy of Sciences. He never led an army or a country, and he never fired a gun at another person to kill them, or used a sword to fight an enemy, or dropped bombs on cities. His name was Thomas Midgley Jr., and he was responsible for creating two of the most damaging and harmful substances in the history of humanity: leaded gasoline, known as ethyl, and chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, also known as freon. While he didn't necessarily know about the consequences of his inventions, and in fact, he died before his legacy became clear, the impacts of Midgley's creations are still being felt today. The historian J.R. McNeill described him as a man that has had more adverse impact on the atmosphere than any other single organism in Earth's history. And Fred Pierce described him as a one-man environmental disaster. Today, I want to tell you all the story of Thomas Midgley and his inventions. We'll look at how he helped revolutionize the automobile industry by developing a new fuel called ethyl. We'll examine how he changed refrigeration, as well as aerosol sprays and even asthma medications, by inventing freon. And we'll discuss how his invention of ethyl killed, poisoned, and deformed millions of people around the globe, and how his creation of freon tore a hole in our ozone layer, damaged the atmosphere, and contributed massively to global warming and climate change. Before I get into this episode, though, I need to give credit to Veritasium, a very popular YouTube channel whose video on Thomas Midgley inspired this episode. I'll leave a link to Veritasium and their channel in the transcript. Thomas Midgley Jr. graduated from Cornell University in 1911 with a degree in mechanical engineering. After working for a few years for a variety of different companies, he ended up in the research team of General Motors in Dayton, Ohio, helping to improve the relatively recently developed automobile, or as we now call them, cars. One of the major issues with early 20th century cars and vehicles was engine knocking. Most of us, me included definitely, probably don't really understand the processes behind making a vehicle move. When you drive a car, a gasoline or petrol powered car at least, the engine burns a mixture of air and fuel to create power. This is called combustion, and the process is meant to happen in a controlled way, initiated by a device called a spark plug. Engine knocking occurs when the fuel in the engine ignites or sets on fire on its own before the spark plug fires. It's like a tiny explosion happening too early and causing a knocking sound. Imagine trying to push a door open, but someone suddenly pulls it from the other side just before you do. That sudden resistance and noise are a bit like what happens in the engine during knocking. This knocking is bad for the engine. It can damage parts over time, reduce fuel efficiency, and make your car run less smoothly. Early vehicles would begin to shake, make loud noises, and the engine would occasionally lose power. Thomas Midgley Jr. was the engineer given the job of stopping engine knocking. In fact, his first job was to find out exactly what was happening in engines. While I just gave you a simple explanation of engine knocking, back in the 1920s, no one had any idea what was causing the problems and the knocking in engines. First, Midgley invented a kind of miniature camera, and his images discovered the fuel being used was exploding too early, wasting energy and making the engine knock. Over a period of a year, Midgley and his team experimented with fuel, adding thousands of different compounds and elements to gasoline to see if any of them could stop the engine knocking. Eventually, they realized that heavy metals were able to make the fuel much more stable. And in the 1920s, the heaviest metal available for use was lead. After creating a compound called tetraethyl lead and adding just a tiny amount to kerosene fuel, they discovered the engine knock completely disappeared. Midgley had solved the biggest problem in the transport and automobile industry. And with it, he helped revolutionize car ownership around the world. Some articles online actually credit Midgley's invention of leaded gasoline with being the spark that ignited the craze of personal car ownership. With leaded gasoline, or ethyl, as it was branded in the US, cars could now accelerate without knocking, or drive up a hill without the worry about getting stuck. Thomas Midgley didn't stop with the groundbreaking invention of leaded gasoline. Instead, he changed his focus to another piece of technology, refrigeration. Keeping things cold is a relatively recent thing. While we learned how to make fire thousands of years ago, working out how to make things cold took a lot longer. I was surprised to find out that for a long time, the main way people got ice was by cutting it out of frozen lakes in the north and shipping it to other places before it melted. Midgley didn't invent refrigeration. Willis Carrier is credited with inventing the first air conditioning system in 1902, and by the 1920s, there were home refrigerators on the market. But, like he did previously with fuel, Midgley worked on making refrigeration systems better, safer, more efficient, and widely available. In simple terms, refrigerators work by using something called an evaporator coil. Inside this coil is a substance called a refrigerant, usually a gas, that is colder than the inside of the refrigerator. The refrigerator's interior has a temperature higher than that of the evaporator coil. As a result, heat from inside the refrigerator is absorbed by the refrigerant gas in the coil. Then, through a process of compression, expansion, and condensation, this gas releases its heat outside of the refrigerator. It then cools down again to absorb more heat from inside the fridge and carries on this system. The issue early systems had, however, was that the gases used for refrigerants, so to absorb the heat, were often unstable, dangerous, or prone to exploding. Sometimes the gases would accidentally leak, poisoning people around the refrigerator. And other times they would catch on fire and explode. This happened at the Chicago World Fair. Midgley saw an opportunity here to find a refrigerant, a gas, that would be safe and allow the refrigerator industry to grow. He looked at tables of elements, exploring elements that would be a gas at low temperatures, instead of turning into a liquid or a solid, and also not be too volatile, too explosive. Some substances were already being used in existing refrigerators, but fluorine had not yet been tried. As fluorine was dangerous, it was a highly toxic element, Midgley knew he would need to combine it with something else to make it safe to use. His team quickly found the solution. Mixing fluorine with the elements carbon and chlorine, the result was a compound that was stable, so it didn't randomly explode, it couldn't be set on fire, and it was not dangerous to human or animal life. The mixture is known by the chemical name chlorofluorocarbon, or CFCs for short, or by the trademark Freon. Millions of refrigerators using CFCs or Freon were sold in the few years after Midgley's discovery. And CFCs were also used to create safer air conditioning units. A few years later, scientists working for the US government realized that CFCs had other uses, for example, in aerosol devices. CFCs began to be used in everything, from deodorant sprays and hairsprays to asthma inhalers and insect repellents. Again, Midgley had invented something that was immensely useful. The problem, however, is that Midgley's two inventions caused massive damage to the environment and people's lives. Let's start with leaded gasoline. Lead is a poisonous metal. This has been known for hundreds, in fact, thousands of years. Midgley himself was very aware of lead's toxic properties. He suffered himself from lead poisoning while working on tetraethyl lead and spent a year recovering in Florida. Hundreds of workers at their factory producing the chemicals died or suffered from illnesses due to lead poisoning. They also knew an alternative to lead, alcohol, that worked just as well. The problem was that alcohol or ethanol was not something that could be patented or trademarked. So General Motors and Midgley stuck with lead. Midgley and his team believed that as the amount of lead being used in the fuel was so tiny that it couldn't really be doing any serious damage. He was wrong. In the 1940s, a geochemist called Patterson was attempting to analyze a mineral to work out the age of the Earth. He would do this by seeing how much lead was in this mineral. The mineral is called zircon and contains no lead naturally, but it does contain uranium, which produces lead as it decomposes. Again, I apologize for all the scientific names in this episode. The extended vocabulary list over on my transcript is free today and has all definitions for all of these terms. Patterson had a problem, though. There was too much lead in the atmosphere, and it was ruining his experiments. Now, Patterson had another goal. In addition to measuring the age of the Earth, Patterson wanted to work out if there had always been lead in the atmosphere, or if it was increasing. By looking at ice from Greenland, the scientists discovered that since the Industrial Revolution, the amount of lead in the atmosphere had increased massively. Moreover, since the invention of ethyl, Midgley's leaded gasoline, the concentration of lead was 350% higher. 350% increase in just 20 or 30 years. This was not good. Leaded gasoline was pumping out massive quantities of lead into the atmosphere every day, and has had massive consequences. For decades, millions of people were affected by lead poisoning. And once lead is in the body, it is really difficult to remove. Leaded gasoline has been connected to millions of premature deaths. Once leaded gasoline began to be phased out in the 1970s, the population of America is said to have risen on average IQ level, intelligence level. Probably this is because there was less lead in their systems. So, in other words, lead made an entire generation of people less intelligent. And leaded gasoline has been associated with high crime rates. In particular, lead is damaging to children more than anyone else. The first country to ban leaded gasoline was Japan in 1986, 60 years after its invention. The last country was Algeria, just 2 or 3 years ago. Still, however, you can find leaded fuel being used in industries, including the aviation industry. While Midgley was aware of lead being poisonous, the issue with CFCs, the gas in refrigerators and aerosols, was one he probably couldn't have predicted. If you have been a long-term podcast listener, you may remember the acronym CFCs from episode 201, How Did We Fix the Ozone Layer? This should give you a hint of the problems CFCs caused. In the 1950s, British scientist James Lovelock built a new device called an electron capture detector, which could precisely measure the amount of different gases in the atmosphere. He was surprised to notice that there was a high amount of CFC gases in the Northern Hemisphere. In the 1970s, further research found two problems with CFCs in the atmosphere. First, once released into our atmosphere, they get stuck. There is nowhere on Earth where they can be naturally absorbed or dissolved. Second, the powerful light high up in the Earth's atmosphere from the sun could break down CFCs. If you remember, Midgley invented CFCs by combining chlorine, fluorine and carbon. Chlorine especially was massively damaging to the environment. There was now a hole in the ozone layer, a hole that was caused mainly by CFCs released since Midgley invented them. If you want to know more about the hole in the ozone layer, I recommend listening to episode 201 of Thinking in English. CFCs first destroy the ozone layer of the atmosphere. This increases the amount of radiation allowed to reach the Earth, raising temperatures. And second, they are super greenhouse gases. They are far, far more damaging to the environment than gases like carbon dioxide or methane. Eventually, CFCs were banned and regulated globally, and the hole in the ozone layer has largely been healed or is repairing itself. But not before contributing to global warming, climate change, and increased rates of skin cancer. After the successes of his inventions, Midgley won numerous different awards. In 1940, he contracted the disease polio and was partially paralyzed. He died in 1944. His inventions were commercially successful and revolutionized major industries. At the same time, they were two of the most destructive and harmful inventions in history. The invention of leaded gasoline poisoned generations of children with lead poisoning, damaged IQ levels around the world, and caused numerous long-term health problems and many deaths. His invention of CFCs caused serious damage to the Earth's atmosphere that may never be fully repaired. It was a major driver of global warming and climate change, and even increased skin cancer rates around the world. Midgley, perhaps, could be forgiven for inventing CFCs. No one knew or even guessed that they could be damaging to the atmosphere. It was decades after his death before we even realized the climate was changing. Leaded gasoline, however, is far less excusable. He knew lead was poisonous, but still pushed forward in the creation of ethyl. Overall, Thomas Midgley Jr. probably has the unfortunate title of being the person who has contributed more harm to the planet than any other individual. Some estimates suggest that Midgley's inventions have been or will be responsible for the deaths of 100 million people, as well as countless other diseases, illnesses, and consequences. So here is today's final thought. The story of Thomas Midgley Jr. is centered on the often unintended consequences of scientific innovation. While his groundbreaking inventions, leaded gasoline or ethyl, and chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs or freon, revolutionized industries and earned him awards, the aftermath has been catastrophic. Leaded gasoline led to widespread lead poisoning, causing millions of premature deaths, long-term health issues, and adverse effects on IQ levels. The introduction of CFCs contributed to global warming and climate change. Midgley Jr. now holds a sad legacy as one of the individuals who has inflicted significant harm on the planet. His inventions, responsible for countless deaths and widespread environmental damage, serve as a cautionary tale about the importance of considering long-term consequences in scientific endeavors. There may be things today that, while appearing completely safe, could have unknown future consequences. This shouldn't stop scientific research and progress, but it should make us think about whether progress is always worth the consequences. But what do you think? What do you think about the topic of this episode? And has your country or your society been affected by the inventions of Thomas Midgley Jr.? For example, lead poisoning is still one of the most common causes of death around the world. Not all from the atmosphere now, but in some places, it still is a significant factor. You can let me know your thoughts on this episode or your thoughts on the podcast in general by leaving a comment on Spotify, commenting on the Thinking in English blog over on the transcript. There's a comment section over there, or reaching out to me on Patreon or Discord. I always have a chat thread on Discord for talking about each episode. Thank you all for listening today. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon subscriber, I would really encourage you to do so. We have conversation clubs and events running 5 or 6 times a week, usually 5 conversation clubs and a film club. Hopefully next month, I'm going to start doing more conversation clubs myself at times suitable for people in South America and Asia. And then we also have bonus episodes released every week. The conversation clubs talk about episode topics, helping you change your passive listening into active speaking. There's interactive transcripts with extra vocabulary activities and longer vocabulary lists. And in general, you'll just be supporting Thinking in English, supporting me, and helping us grow into a bigger company and a bigger business. But, you know, because it still is me doing everything myself. I'd love to hire in the future editors or people to help me make YouTube channel videos. But at the moment, just me making podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you all next time. Goodbye.